Let me start off by saying that, as a young adult living in Sudbury all his life who has utilized the Sudbury Arena countless times for hockey games, concerts, and conventions, I think opening up to the idea of growth and change in the city is very important, and very much needed. Sports, arts, and other forms of embracing culture is integral to what can make a city great. It gives people things to do, ways to express themselves and their interests, and allows them to grow a broader understanding of the people and world around them. These things can also play a key role in helping with mental health issues, which is becoming an increasingly more prominent issue in our society. I have spoken with a lot of people who have either moved to Sudbury in recent years or have come to visit from out of town, and there are two common things I have heard just about every time. Sudbury is not pretty, and there is nothing to do. Now with that in mind, a nice shiny new arena in the downtown core of our city sounds like a great idea, right? I disagree. While this, on paper, sounds like a great way to grow the entertainment side of Sudbury and rejuvenate our city's core, there are deeper issues that should be tackled first. It's no surprise that our city center is not the hustle and bustle, hangout place it used to be. I have spoken with people of all age groups residing in Sudbury and I have met few to none that say they feel safe downtown. Many avoid it like the plague and when they can't, they dread going anywhere near it. If this is how people feel about the area, what will a new arena do to help bring more people downtown? Aside from being the target of vandalism, there won't be anything more attractive about it than the current arena. Part of the allure of an events center is the income it brings into the business around the area, growing our local economy. Well, in the process of this grand plan, we have torn down, what, 3 local buildings with 3 more to go. Most of these being local businesses that have to either close down permanently or try to find a new, profitable location. Furthermore, if people do not feel safe downtown, how much business is this going to supply local venues after the events let out? Clearly some as it always has, but I don't believe that income will become any larger with a new arena. Our local arena needs work, that's without question. But I believe rather than spending millions of dollars of taxpayer money on an undefined plan, let's invest it elsewhere. I personally believe one area where this city lacks is its general beautification, parks, and sculptures. Things that give locals something to do and tourists something to see. Sudbury doesn't have the shopping districts of cities like Barrie or Toronto, but what it does have is a large landmass. We should be leaning into this and playing it as our strength. Parks and areas for leisurely activities are an excellent way to promote exercise and relaxation, which have been proven to play a hand in helping with stress and other mental health issues. We have the Ramsey Lake Boardwalk and Kivy Park, for a drive and a fee, and for the most part that's really it. Sure, we have plenty of walking trails, but you can't hold minor events or have small gatherings from out of town at those. Not to mention, there are plenty of people who can't engage in most of these walking trails due to physical limitations. One positive example I have seen of the city actually improving is the Minnow Lake Boardwalk. The city did a great job rejuvenating what was a sinking, crumbling walking path and turning it into a beautiful boardwalk that I have seen many more people use than its predecessor. The way I see it, this city needs more things to do that require little to no expense to the user. Things that will draw people into the city, or will keep them here longer once they arrive. Then from there, grow our commercial market with new recreational centers and shopping districts. I just can't see how dropping a new arena in our challenged city core will promote a greater quality of life or economy. Riley Dunn, Greater Sudbury.